In the name of our Lord and Savior. This is Ken Waterbury, the Country Parson, with the James King Chorus and the Country Parson Quartet, Post Office Box 397, Northridge, California. Friends, we are happy for this opportunity to come into your home today. It is our hope and prayer that the music and the spoken word will be a blessing to your heart and life, and that you and yours might yield your life more fully to the Christ of Calvary. We hear many people today disputing the Word of God, and some people say that the gospel is a failure, but this is not so. Man is a failure. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. It is not the incompetency of the gospel, but the willful unbelief of sinners that prevents the conversion of the world. Jesus said, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." But he said also, "Ye will not come unto me that ye might have life." While we are to preach the gospel everywhere, we are not to expect that all will receive it. For when he said unto them, "Go ye into all of the world and preach the gospel to every creature," he also added, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." But what if some did not believe? Still their unbelief make the truth of God of none effect? God forbid, friend. Jesus could see into the heart of the soul of man, and as we read in the scriptures in Isaiah, we hear these words, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." To every one that has Christ in his heart, this will be the final testimony of his life. Now the choir will be singing, "I Have Christ in My Heart."
What though war may come, and marching lead, and beat of the drum, for I have Christ in my heart.
Through all eternity, come what may, whatever it is, I only say that I have Christ in my heart.
We find in the New Testament, in the second letter to Timothy, in the translation that is written by Phillips, these beautiful words. But you must realize that in the last days the times will be full of danger. Men will become utterly self-centered, greedy for money, full of big words. They will be proud and contemptuous, without any regard for what their parents taught them. They will be utterly lacking in gratitude, purity, and normal human affections. They will be men of unscrupulous speech and have no control of themselves. They will be passionate and unprincipled, treacherous, self-willed and conceited, loving all the time what gives them pleasure instead of loving God. They will maintain a facade of religion, but their conduct will deny its validity. You must keep clear of people like this. You see, friends, sin makes man blind, and he cannot perceive his corruption. He believes in the good within himself and deifies his own nature. Man must have the opportunity to test his strength in all directions, so that he may attain at last to a recognition of his impotence. Human collapse must become the method of divine reconstruction. Human failure reveals the bankruptcy of the natural man. The history of salvation is an historical self-justification of God. We read in the Word, so that thou mayest be justified when thou passest sentence, and mayest stand forth as victor if one disputes with thee. God chooses for himself the weak of the world, so as to put to shame the strong. He calls the last and makes it first, and the first becomes the last. And all this comes to pass so that no flesh shall glory before him, but that he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. You see, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And if he is a new creature, then he can say, I am bound for the kingdom.
You may ask me where I'm headed. You may ask me where I'm bound. Well, I'm going through a country across the sea. And I know I'll have a mansion, and I know I'll have a crown. Well, I'm bound for the kingdom of the free.
Yes, I'm bound.
Yes, I'm bound
for the kingdom
of the free.
Yes, I'm bound for the kingdom of the free.
airtime now on the Country Parson program, we realize that this is where the source of strength comes from to help one another in Christ, and where we find in our solitude with our Father the strength to meet the trials and the tribulations of each day. I'd like to remind you, friends out in Radio Land, that every Sunday morning we have a prayer fellowship, and in our prayers there we would be most happy to remember your request. If you have a need or a heavy heart, just write to Ken Waterbury, the Country Parson, Post Office Box 397, Northridge, California. It is prayer time now, so let us lift our hearts and our minds into Christ. Almighty God, we thank Thee for the gift of eternal life. We thank Thee that Thou didst first love us, and that You provided a way whereby we might have peace with Thee through Thy Son. We thank Thee, Father, that in this life as we walk daily, we might have the strength of Thy Word and the leadership and instruction of the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us. We thank Thee for the cleansing through the blood of Christ. And we pray, Father, that out in Radio Land now, that You would open the hearts and the minds of Thy people and those that are hungry in their soul, and may they find peace with Thee. And we'll remember to praise You for it, for we have asked this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.
For all the Lord has done for me, I never will cease to love Him. And for His grace so rich and free, I never will cease to love Him. I never will cease to love Him. He's my Savior, He's my Savior. I never will cease to love Him, for He's done so much for me. He gives me strength for every day. I never will cease to love Him. He leads and guides me all the way. I never will cease to love Him. I never will cease to love Him. He's my Savior, He's my Savior. I never will cease to love Him, for He's done so much for me. While on my journey here below,
I never will cease to love Him.
And when to that bright world I go, I never will cease to love Him. I never will cease to love Him. He's my Savior, He's my Savior. I never will cease to love Him, for He's done so much for me.
As the strains of that beautiful number, I Will Never Cease to Love Him, fades from our ears, I can't help but think of all of the beautiful promises of Christ that have been fulfilled literally from the Word of God. May I cite a few of them for your own recognition and to help you as you would think of the cause of Christ and the promises that He has given to you and me. He was born of a virgin at Bethlehem. There was to be the slaughter of the children. He was to be called out of Egypt. He was to be anointed with the Spirit. He would make His entry into Jerusalem. He was going to be betrayed by a friend. His disciples would forsake Him. He would be sold for 30 pieces of silver. They would buy a potter's field with this money. He would be spit on and scourged, but there would not be one bone of His body broken. When He would cry out, they would give Him gall and vinegar. In His hands and His feet would be pierced. His garments would be parted and lots cast. He would experience poverty, suffering, patience, and death. All of these were literally fulfilled when Christ came. As we think of this and see the prophecies, the fulfillment of them, how can we dare to deny the finality of the promises of the Word of God which are to be fulfilled and the imminent return of our Lord and Savior? I think as we would consider the martyrdom and the sufferings that have gone before us, it would help us to realize that we have a rich heritage that God has given us, and we should be ever so careful and not allow it to be slipping away from us, not trying to make appeasements and altering the word of God. In one of the persecutions, there was a blessed martyr by the name of Ignatius, who was held very famous and is reverenced in the minds of many today. He was appointed to the bishopric of Antioch next after Peter in succession. Some do say that he, being sent from